This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. President Bush is expected to sign a major energy bill today. The bill includes the first increase in auto fuel economy standards in 32 years. Automakers will have to increase the efficiency of their vehicles by 40% to an industry average of 35 miles per gallon. And they have to do that by the year 2020. The legislation passed both the House and the Senate by wide margins. It also requires a six-fold increase in ethanol use and new energy efficiency standards for an array of appliances, commercial, and government buildings. It's no secret the skies are not so friendly these days. And today, the federal government is expected to reveal its plans to help curb the massive airline delays. And it may mean restricting flights at New York's biggest airport. The controversial proposal would limit the number of departures and arrivals at JFK, with plans to do the same at Newark Liberty International. Flights at New York's third biggest airport, LaGuardia, are already capped. These three airports have the worst on-time arrival record of all major airports in the country. With Christmas approaching, federal officials say they'll also open up some military airspace to commercial use to ease air traffic congestion, a strategy that paid off this past Thanksgiving. For the past 6 weeks, the Hollywood writers' strike has taken a toll, mostly on the world of television. Now it could cripple the movie industry's biggest parties of the year. Earlier this week, the Writers Guild of America said it turned down a request to allow Writers Guild members to work on the Golden Globe show next month and denied another request by the Academy of Motion Picture and Arts and Sciences to use archive film clips during the Academy Awards. The producer of the Oscars yesterday promised that the show will go on even without the help of striking writers. Meanwhile, a guild spokesman said union members plan to picket the Golden Globe ceremony on January 13th. So what would you pay to own one of the 17 original copies of the Magna Carta? Well, one copy, owned by Texas billionaire Ross Perot, went on the auction block at Sotheby's last night in New York, and NPR's Margot Adler was there.
There are some missing words and water stains, but it's in great condition for something more than 700 years old. David Redden, vice chairman of Sotheby's, reads a portion of the Latin.
Nulli vendemus, nulli negabimus, aut differamus rectum vel justiciam. To no one will we sell, to no one will we deny or delay right or justice.
All kinds of ideas in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution owe a debt to the Magna Carta.
It talks about trial by jury, trial by a jury of one's peers, the right to a speedy trial. But I still believe the most important thing about Magna Carta is its mythic significance. We can point to a time, we can say, this is where freedom and liberty began.
The price listed in the auction catalog was $20 to $30 million, but no one really knew what it would go for. When the auction took place, it lasted only a minute and a half.
At $16 million, now bidding at $16. At $16 million, $17 million.
That was NPR's Margot Adler. The bidding did go up from there. Eventually, the Magna Carta sold for $21.3 million. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, breaking news, right?
It's true. Time magazine has named their person of the year. We talked about it yesterday. They have named Russian President Vladimir Putin as person of the year.
Just crossed the wires.
The gentleman to my left, feeling pretty good about that, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And also about
you
the
called
fact,
it. Why,
well,
Bill?
You also just called me a gentleman, which is one of the nicest things anyone's ever said about me. Why? Because he sort of has returned Russia to its scary prominence. You know, I don't think anybody was particularly afraid of Russia for the last 10 or 15 years. Boris Yeltsin, come on. It's good times. Putin, however, a fairly significant player. He opposes.
He's not going away anytime
soon. Not going
away.
He's not going away. And also, he's taken, you know, tough positions against the United States. He does not view it as some sort of partnership. He views it as an adversarial relationship, and that's the first time in a while. So,
and Russians love him.
And Russians
love him. The economy is good.
Yeah.
People like him.
And he took some great shots of himself with his shirt off.
There you go.
Fishing.
Just get half naked.
Exactly.
That'll do it.
Interesting choice, Time Magazine.
Yep.